You're listening to Area 54 with Tim and Mike, music for the future.
We'll be right back. future sound of chill with Area 54.
Enjoy the Today, tomorrow, it's always a good day for Area 54.
Thank you. music from one half of Thievery Corporation. That's Eric Hilton. And he's the mellow, more bossa half of Thievery Corporation. Tim and Mike, Area 54, appreciate you guys tuning in. Played a song of his called Trust a Thief, classic name for a song from those guys off of his album.
So the reggae half.
He is also the reggae half. The Impossible Silence is the album that we pulled that one off of Eric Hilton. And, you know, he had a lot of tracks in the works, probably. So when he went solo, he released a lot of stuff. Pretty creative guy. And, of course, I think most of his restaurants that he owned in the D.C. area, I think he had a lot of time on his hands to master these two as well, unfortunately, because a lot of his restaurants are probably in dire straits. Gowdy, featuring Steel Pulse, did a song called Cry Dubber. It's off of Subsignals Volume 2. Kind of a good collaboration there. And Mungo's Hi-Fi put a song called Time Traveler off of Antidote. One from Gus Gus did a song called Stay the Ride. It's off the album Mobile Home. Matthew Deer did a song called Muscle Beach. And then Fortet, Everything Is All Right. It's off the album Pause. And we start off the whole set with a song by Saint Etienne called Penelope. And it's off their album I've Been Trying to Tell You.
And we've talked about this before, this latest release from them. They actually just released an EP with some songs, like some kind of winter tracks or whatever it is, which is kind of unusual, but I think they just have time on their hands as well, and they're probably going through their archives and releasing stuff. But this album is like Saint Etienne going back to like Fox Bass Alpha days, you know, just like really, you know, they were kind of went pop on their last couple albums, I thought, and this is more like just really good Synth Etienne's with their strong suit anyway.
Yeah, it's probably my favorite era. They've put out some good song, you know, other albums aside from that, or had some really shining moments in other albums, you know, followed up to Fox Bass Alpha, but that was definitely their swan song album. I agree. So it's kind of cool to see them going back to this sound. They almost had nothing to lose, didn't they?
No, and I think, you know, they also probably had, you know, so much time on their hands in the studio, but it's well produced. It's just a great listen all the way through. I'd highly recommend this album. The album is called I've Been Trying to Tell You. I've been trying to tell you that, Tim. You need to listen to this album.
They've been trying to tell us this whole time, but, you know, they speak French, so we didn't understand them.
They're English, dude.
British, that's right. all right, so what we got next coming up here?
Bonobo. He's got, this guy is also releasing like stuff like nonstop. It's like all these like three song EPs, and now they're on a full length or whatever. It's kind of weird, but I don't know. It doesn't matter anymore, does it? Just release a song.
It doesn't matter. It's Bonobo. He's really good.
Anyway, song we got queued up for you guys called Automo. Let's check it out.